Norm, I'm Norm. When Jim, that's hilarious. Okay, so when Jim asked me to participate this Sunday, I assumed it was because I had worked on Norm Bossert's campaign this year, and I had worked hard for him, and he lost. And I had so many thoughts and feelings about that that I thought I probably shouldn't say anything. I can't possibly put it all together, but I do have a couple things that I think is important to say. First of all, I want to thank you all. I know not all of us agree on politics, and not all of you were voting for my guy. But I feel loved and supported by this congregation, and I have all through the last several months. And for that, I'm grateful. And every time I come and worship here, I feel that, and I feel this community. And that is why, for me, I was able to go out and do the work that I was doing. I never really strongly identified politically. I didn't really strongly identify myself as Democrat. I am an advocate, and that is my role, and that is my calling. That's why I'm a social worker. I like working with people, and I especially like feeling, I feel it's especially meaningful to work with people who are poor, who are struggling, who are suffering. And my own journey led me to work with Norm because of how he spoke and addressed those issues. And as Jim said, that's what resonated for me. And at this time, that's the way I chose to express myself. So the fact that he lost, well, okay, that's disappointing, of course, because I know I wanted to win. But it doesn't take away from why I was doing what I did and how I can still feel good about feeling like whatever work I was doing, I was really giving voice to my concerns for the world and society around me. And that's just how I chose to express it. And I also want to remember that today is Veterans Day, and during his campaign, Norm was called enemy many, many times. And once, in response to that, a veteran spoke up and said, "I'm a veteran, and I know something about having enemies." And whether Democrat or Republican or something else, we may be opponents, but we are not each other's enemy. And I held on to that because, especially in today's climate, it's sometimes difficult to remember that. And we can still remember that the vast majority of us, and in this great America, completely believe in free and fair elections and in the peaceful transfer of power, the freedom of speech, the freedom to protest and persuade, to keep standing up and speaking out for our beliefs, of answering the call of love. And so that's what I will keep doing. We have made great strides. People of color, women, LGBT persons have all gained more rights and acceptance, and that is irrefutable. But it is still true that we have a long way to go, and I still feel I have work to do, and I will keep doing that work. So what's next? What's next is just to keep going and to keep reaching out. Todd reminded me of our collective wisdom and of the fact that not only am I not alone, but we are not alone. And whenever there are tragedies like the shooting we witnessed at Tree of Life and Thousand Oaks, whenever things like that happen, Todd insists that we continue to reach out and continue to build community, and that that is always the answer to violence in our midst. His way of building community is through music. And so in response to this week, he was going to play this song, "We Shall Overcome," a song from the civil rights era, a song of hope and struggle and vision. And in that, then, I remembered that we have a book of faith, that we have this hymnal, and in it are ancient words of wisdom, comfort, encouragement, and challenge. And so instead of continuing to blather on in my own way, I would rather turn to that heritage. So we're going to sing this together, but it's going to be a little different. You're not going to need your hymnal. He'll sing the first verse alone, and then he'll sing it again, and we'll all join in. And after each verse, I will share some spoken words from our spiritual forebearers, and then we'll move to the next verse, and he'll call out what that verse is, and we'll continue on that way. Okay? Got it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. Election night, we went home from the vote watching party, and of course, Meg's guy didn't win. And when Jim was talking about how you respond to the disappointment, Meg said, "Well, I've got some good ideas on how we can do better next time." I'll take some hope from that. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
Never does hatred cease by hating in return. Only through love can hatred come to an end. Let us overcome violence by gentleness. Let us overcome evil by good. Let us overcome the miserly by liberality. Let us overcome the liar by truth. Dhammapada.
We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we'll walk hand in hand someday.
Earth Mother, Star Mother, you who are called by a thousand names, may all remember we are cells in your body and dance together. You are the grain and the loaf that sustains us each day. And as you are patient with our struggles to learn, so shall we be patient with ourselves and each other. We are radiant light and sacred dark, the balance. You are the embrace that heartens. You are the freedom beyond fear. Within you, we are born. We grow, live, and die. You bring us around the circle of rebirth. Within us, you dance forever. Starhawk.
We shall all be free. We shall all be free. We shall all be free. We shall all be free someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall all be free someday.
May all sentient beings be well and enjoy the root of happiness, free from suffering and the root of suffering. May they not be separated from the joy beyond sorrow. May they dwell in spacious equanimity, free from craving, fear, and ignorance. Bodhisattva.
We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall live in peace.
Gently at home in yourselves. Act justly. Speak justly. Remember the depths of your own compassion. Forget not your power in the days of your powerlessness. Do not desire to be wealthier than your peers, and stint not your hand of charity. Practice forbearance. Speak the truth or speak not. Take care of yourselves as bodies, for you are a good gift. Crave peace for all people in the world, beginning with yourselves. And go as you go, with the dream of that peace alive in your heart. Go as you go, with the dream of that peace alive in your heart. UU Minister Reverend Mark L. Bellatini. And now we're going to sing the first verse again. And how about if we all stand up this time?
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.